4 mil in. Anyone on frequency this morning? Try that signal again, go ahead. Yeah, Whiskey 4 or something, go ahead and see if you can't put a little more power to that thing, because man, you got the worst signal with scratch I've ever heard. Station, go ahead, try that again, KS 4 mil in.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
KN4 NAP, good morning, Ken.
Morning, good morning, how you doing this morning?
A little irritated, running 2 hours behind because somebody tried to run one of our papers on machine that wasn't set up right and made us be about 2 hours late.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
So if you would pass 7-3 zone to everybody, I'm going to be doing the park in about, about 10 minutes, so I won't be on the air. So 7-3, be careful, have a good one. I'm clear.
All right, 7-3, Ed, catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW, clear.
Boy, that's a bad break.
Good morning, Al. How you doing?
Not too bad. I took some pills a different time. So that's the last time I took some trace metals and stuff a little earlier. So I just tried to sleep last night a little bit. Still a lot of pain, but I got things. I got to help Danny Saturday. We got to go pull the engine out of, spare engine out of his car. I guess it's out of his house or somebody's house or some stupid thing.
Oh, well, at least you finally got hooked up with him, right?
Well, what was interesting was, remember I said I wrote the number down on something. Well, guess what? I wrote it originally on some things on my old checkbook, the old checks, and I had stuck them separate. I wanted to see if anybody would steal them. Come to find out, they stole my deposit slips and a couple checks on my check, which is funny because I was waiting for someone sighted to do something stupid like that. I had some braille on, so they thought they found everything. Well, the guy was cleaning up. What happened was he found a piece of paper. He didn't know what it was. Well, guess what? It was the piece of paper I wrote down the information on.
Yeah, when you're blind like you are and you set stuff in certain places and people move it, then it's really frustrating, I would imagine.
Oh, this was done on purpose. This was no mistake. So I'm going to help Danny. He's going to give me a little bit of cash, and I'm going to work on getting the rest of his parts. And it's lawyer time next week.
Is it turning off cold again?
I think it's growing at night. Yeah, Ken, at night. Not real bad. It's only going to be in the 40s for wind blowing Saturday, so it's going to be a little cold. I think his engine seized up, so I think we're going to have a hard time getting that thing out. Tell you what, and I'm sure you know, if you've taken engines out seized up before, you know how hard it is to get one out when they're seized. We're going to have to get it loose first.
Yeah, roger on that.
Well, I got a few techniques for that one. I hope it works. I'm going to pull the head off, and then we're going to clean up the sand here. We're going to put some good... Do you know anyone's got some coil penetrating oil by any chance?
No, that'd be a negative.
It's not the best penetrating oil around here you can think of.
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't really use that stuff too much anymore.
Well, it's something like this you're going to have to. Because it's kind of hard. I don't want to heat the block with a torch, especially not as cold as it is out. This cat's been in, out. You wouldn't believe the things he's done this morning already.
It's not too cold outside. He needs to be outside.
Yeah, there's a hawk or something out there, so I just let him out and come back running around. He ran around a little bit. He's being pretty good, actually, this morning. Him and I have been flying a little badly, so when he spikes me, I squirt him. I think we're going to get some thunderstorms this morning. Or is the sun going to come out today?
Well, no, it says the temperature's supposed to be steady in the mid-50s all day, and then I think there's like a 30% chance of rain late this afternoon and this evening. Then I think the bad storms come in tomorrow.
Yeah, which means it's going to get cool. We might get a little bit of ice again. Then it's going to cool off for Friday.
Yeah, I don't know about that. She didn't show the long range when I was watching the TV this morning.
I was watching Barbie Jones sit and watch the weather.
Sounds like you're watching me TV.
Yeah, I tell you, with the remote, my remote was messed up. I had to try to figure out how to scan with this thing and move channels around using a remote. That was kind of fun. 2 hours. What was it, about 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, it's 5:20 right now.
Wow, then he really is behind this morning.
He's going to let the sun catch him. You know, he'll still be out on the route when the sun comes up.
Yeah, probably longer than that. And the worst part is, he's going to be more behind because usually around this time of the morning, you get out of all the traffic, all the roads. There's been nothing but wrecks around here lately.
He'll probably catch the school buses and that, so it'll start backing up traffic on him.
KK4POT Mobile.
Good morning, Jim. It says 73. He's 2 hours late. He's doing his apartments right now.
Oh, man. What in the world's got him 2 hours behind?
Yeah, something with how somebody was running one of the papers on a machine that they wasn't supposed to be running it on, and everything got all messed up and behind. So he's 2 hours behind. He's not a happy camper this morning. He's just now starting his apartments.
Wow, man, I hate to hear that. Oh, man, hopefully it'll go smooth for him, though, maybe make up a little bit of time, and hopefully that doesn't happen again.
What's on the agenda for today?
Man, there's no telling anymore. Every day's a surprise, so we'll see. We'll see what happens when we get in. I think we got a few little things to poke around at, and I know last night they were going to do some diag on a couple of units, so depending on what they found out with those will dictate if we got any, emergencies or anything this morning, so it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, Roger on that. It's always a surprise, any day nowadays.
That's right. Did they have any machines go down last night?
No, nothing last night. We got a machine down till the end of the month. We got some OEMs in. They're rewiring it, putting in a new PLC controller in it, and that, and just doing some upgrades to it. The old controller is so obsolete, you can't even get parts for it anymore.
Okay, good deal. That happens, and that's good that you guys are staying on top of it and going ahead and upgrading, so hopefully that will create less havoc later on.
Next year, you're going to get a junk Chinese board, which probably will have cold solder joints because all that nice silver solder they use these days. But other than that, you'll be fine.
I try to stay out of all that electronic stuff that they're doing. I just understand how the machine runs and go with that.
I don't understand. I don't know how many millions of people are going to get killed until they decide to go back to 60-40 solder on a board and weave solder with proper solder and stop this cold solder joint crap and get their mind back in the real world instead of this environmental darn garbage that doesn't make any sense anyway.
Was Mike off yesterday?
Yeah, roger that. He was off.
Okay, 4NXE Mobile.
Hey, mention your name and there you are. Good morning.
Morning. Of course, he's off just about every day, but he physically was not at work yesterday.
That's right.
I was telling Tim, Ed said 73. He's 2 hours late and he's just now starting his apartments.
Wow.
Hey, did you go do those batteries yesterday?
going with Rick down to the rock quarry and bought me some boulders to put around the drive up there at the top where the basement is.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I just seen if you got that thing started or not, that's all.
No, I'm going to go next Tuesday.
Yeah, if you're going to mess around with solar cells and stuff, they have the 100-year batteries. They're real expensive to get a hold of if you can find them somewhere. Even use one, just the way to go. Yeah, formerly.
And for TFW, did any of you guys watch the class last night? They were streaming it live on YouTube.
KK4POT, that's a negative for me.
I missed it.
So from here on out, they should be on YouTube Live and at the class while we're taking it. And I know they had a bunch of people watching it and commenting on it. And that they were trying to get it all figured out. And last week or last night was the first time they got it all hooked up where it was able to run live all class.
I haven't taken a test like that in a long time. I got to take a certification test, same thing. Those things, I hate those kind of tests. They're miserable. What you need to do, I hate to say it, is you need to get a formula. I figured a darn formula out, but I never took the time to do it.
And somebody big must be playing in town tonight. Passed by the Bon Secour and that, and there's a lot of tractor trailers parked on the side of the road.
Yeah, who knows, man? I haven't heard of anybody, but I don't keep up with it either, so there's no telling.
Yeah, who knows playing around here these days? I bet my brother and his wife retired last night. They went all the way over. They took Caden to the Braves game last night. I'm sure they didn't get home until pretty late. I wonder what time the Braves game got over with last night. I don't know what channel. I was going to listen to it here at basketball, but I don't know what time that stuff, crude, how late that was on last night. Probably pretty late.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch basketball. I don't count that as a sport.
When I was in high school, let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but we... Oak Hill School for the Blind, we tried to play. We would play touch football, and I'll tell you what, you couldn't get that ball. It's just a crazy sport. And basketball, you could almost do it. I started to learn to dribble basketball, and that's not easy. You really got to use your hand to do it. But what we used to do, it was an old bowling alley, a duck pin bowling alley. We used to sit up there on top, and one of us would take turns, and one of us would sit there tapping on the basket, so the blind person would know where to throw the ball. Well, one time I was messing around, so I threw the basketball. I nailed the guy, and I said, I didn't get it through the hoop. I wanted to see if I could hit the guy. Hit the guy tapping the basket. I got it twice.
All right, guys, I'm rolling up. I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s to everybody. We'll catch you later. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
You know what I'll do? I'll grab that this weekend. I'll grab that when I see Danny. I'll grab that 4-1 ballon there. I'll give it to him. Maybe we can catch up with you.
Get a hold of Daniel.
I guess we're going over to that, wherever he's got that car, or it's outside to pull the engine. He said that Rod's got 450,000 miles. I said, oh boy. But we got to get it off for the bolts and all those parts and stuff to balance the other one. I need to find something out. We got to go online to find it. There's a place that sells new old stock from Ford. If I find who sells, I might be able to get a brand new set of rods. Because you know what scares me about this stuff? You don't know anyone that has an x-ray machine, do you?
No.
I wonder if I clean them up good. I wonder if the hospital x-ray tech would x-ray them for me. If they could x-ray the rods, that'd work great. That'd be pretty funny. I'll have to ask the hospital, the lab tech, can you x-ray my connector rods for me? Let's just try again. there was someone else in there. See if they'll go ahead and try it again. How close to your bass bar are you?
How close to what?
That bass spot you used to get into on the way into work.
Hey, I passed my bad spot. I don't know about Mike.
I ain't got there yet. Okay, today I've got my, I'm driving Prius. I got my mobile.
Sounds a lot better than mobile. Yeah, boiling. That's why you don't need your heat this morning, so... I never worked on one of those. Well, actually, I have. I've worked with a few friends of mine. I don't like them. I think it's a garbage design.
Come on, you bashing my Prius.
No, I just don't like the design of them. They're really poor. There's other ways they could have done that.
It's utilitarian, so it don't matter. I mean, it gets you from point A to point B.
Yeah, but you know what? The more complicated you make the machine, the more electronics got into it, the more troubles you got with it. And, you know, I don't care which way you slice it. Electronics are great, but you know what? At the end of the day, the less things you got there to break, the less does break.
You know, those airplanes they fly people around in, they're pretty doggone electronically complicated. And you don't ever hear of them going down because of an electrical issue.
Oh, they usually have computer problems, and that's what happens. Matter of fact, most of the issues that they've had have been software issues and problems that the computers have caused.
But you don't hear them falling out of the sky.
The only reason 90% of the planes that come out of the sky, 90% of the time it's pilot error. Only not even 2% is mechanical, but the problem is with computers is you kind of can't feel a stick, and if something does go wrong where he needs to get the controls and get the feel of it, he or she's got to have the feel of that machine, and you don't have that. And yes, lightning does take out electronics sometimes, but the bottom line is, when you have to have a simple circuit that doesn't fail. Sure, you can have a hard computer if you want to, but the bottom line is, why?
Shot down by Iranians.
Yeah, you can't avoid that. That was not computer. That was just, plain done on purpose. It does happen.
And Mike Henn, D7J.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Just was just leaving, listening to your conversation, and yeah, the plane's been falling out of the sky. Not much, anyway. Unless you're getting shot down.
Well, you notice we took care of the problem.
I've had them shot down before.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll take care of it again if it happens again. I hear the jets fly out there, so the weather must not be as bad this morning.
Get your antenna outside.
I'm going to make a bracket for it this weekend while we're Danny. I'll see if I can't make something for it.
But you just put that out on your railing on the porch.
And then I got to figure a way to mount it. That's going to be the thing is, I got to run coax on the step. And I don't want someone tripping over and stick coax between the door. And that's going to be a little bit tricky. I'm going to have to... I'll get it out there. I'll find a way to do it. This weekend, I'll find a way to get it. I'll do something with it. I want to get it out of here. I'll see if I can get some coax. Have Danny help me solder some connectors on it and see if I can't throw it outside the window or something. I almost thought about hanging a darn thing out. I almost put a bracket on the window, put it outside the window, just put a bracket right off the windowsill and hang it off the windowsill. And hook it right to the windowsill outside. With a L bracket.
Well, that'd be better than what you got now.
Yeah, I'll just have to aim it the right way so it doesn't. Yeah, I have to try that and see what happens. I'll do something. I mean, I'll figure something out, or I'll put it on the gutter. I'm thinking I'll put it on the gutter. That'd be even easier. Because the gutter's easy. All you gotta do is climb up on the roof, and you can really. It's not that hard. The roof is only about 10 feet off my my porch. I just had to put something on the porch so I could climb up there to walk on the roof. Once the ice is out there, we could probably get at it. I just got to make a little bracket for it.
K4NXC. Ken, you got anything planned today?
I'm just going to try to fly under the radar. And speaking about that, I just have arrived. So I'm going to have to get out of here. So I'll tell you guys 73 and hope you guys have an awesome day. Look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC, have a good day. 73s to you. And be safe. Be careful on your way in. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you what, his signal's a lot better than the Prius with the Volvo, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Bob, what you got playing today? You working on a house? Bob must be gone. Or at a... he might have some... He'd be in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm in and out and just heading into Eagle, so I'll be back out in a few minutes. Mike, you'll probably be inside work. So have a good morning. I'll be clear for a few.
Hey, Bob. Take care. Have a good, safe day. 73.
No, they really do have a problem with coal sarge because of that crummy silver sarge. They really do. It's not good. They really need to go back to using the 60-40 sarge. They're better off. It doesn't have that problem. They were having that problem with car computers all over the country, all over the... And also, the other fact is, you know, wave solder machines, the problem with that is that sometimes you'll get a cold solder joint, you don't even know why, they'll never have an issue, and they just creep up. What I was going to try, since I can't see, is take an epoxy some parts to the chip sockets to the board, and then put no locks on the chip sockets, and then actually epoxy them, and then put them in, and then take the leads and use the paste that they have for that. Silver, flip upside down and solder them all in the oven. And then just plug the chips in. We'll plug sockets in with no locks out so they don't corrode.
You can't buy a radio today without something being made from China.
That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. And we got to have to do something about it. This country's got to get our crap together.
You got planned today, Al?
As soon as I see the nurse, I'm going to go downstairs and rip the can bearings out of that block. Just been sitting on the inkstand for a couple days. You got to come out when it's ready for the sleeve. I haven't got a way to cut the sleeve so someone can... I got to get a tape measure I can read.
What kind of tape measure would that be?
They have, believe it or not, they have oval ones and they have braille ones. I haven't seen a braille tape measure in years. I don't even know where to get one.
What are you measuring with a tape measure?
I got to measure the length of a universal sleeve and cut it off.
Okay.
I got to measure the cylinder sleeve. I need around 5.6, 5.7 inches, so I'm going to cut it off for a little less than 5.7. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a zip tie or a hose clamp around the sleeve, tighten it, slide it down the sleeve, and then tighten it. And then once I can, then I'll stick the zip tie there, and I'll stick the hacksaw next to the zip tie to hold it straight and try to cut it as straight as I can. Then I'll sit there in a flat file and flat file until it's flat.
All right.
And then I'll bore the cylinder to about a thousandth and a half less. And I got to find out where to get dry ice and gloves, and we'll slam the sleeve into the cylinder with dry ice and Loctite on it, and that should be the end of it. So I have to step it, which means... So it doesn't move, so I'll put a step at the bottom of the cylinder, which means mark it and stop the bar each shot, 20,000, 30,000 cuts, then machine it flat, and then machine it with the boring bar, and then go in there, and it's a pain in the neck. It takes about an hour and a half to do it. Your signal's doing pretty good this morning.
Yeah, this is good radio.
You know what? There's no such thing as, I mean, you got horsepower. I was talking to a guy 82 yesterday. He's running 8 watts with a, and he's trying to get into the repeater. I said, well, you know, in these weather conditions with temperature inversions and thunderstorms and all kinds of weird stuff, you got to have, you know, you, if you're running 8 watts, you better have a good antenna. You know, if you don't have a good antenna, you got to run horsepower.
I drive a Prius. I don't have any horsepower.
Well, as long as your radio does, it's all right.
Maybe I can hook this radio up to my inverter or something.
You know, cop was chasing one time. You know, I told the dumb cop.
What?
I don't know why you're chasing this poor. I said, we can't outrun the radio. We know better than that.
Yep.
So, hey, that's why I understand my police officer. They know 90% of defenders, when they see them on the roads, the ones that do it all the time, like when I had a couple times I drag and drove, they knew who I was. There was no chance to me. They knew who I was. I didn't run nowhere. I did it right out in front of them. That's why when Joe Samoskis wanted to set me up, he thought it was funny. Well, it'll come back to him someday. I'll get him. He didn't get me in 20 years. He got me now, but you know what? At the end of the day, first thing I'm going to do when I go back to his town, I'm going to go out in front of his house, right in front of him, burn the biggest, longest strip of rubber with most horsepower car I can. I'm going to burn the biggest set of tires right in front of his house. I say, ha ha, I got you.
You'll be in jail.
He won't. He won't do the paperwork. He's retired now. He just set me up a little bit, that's all. It won't be too bad. Once he gets through his medical stuff, boy, it probably only cost about $10,000 or $20,000 to get out of it. No big thing. And the worst part is I didn't do nothing in the first place. All those things I did were 20 years ago, so I kind of think the statute of limitations might have run out. I think the smart thing is me just not to go up there for a while and stay away from those bums that I don't have that problem.
That's right.
One of my friends is running a machine shop up there. I helped him. He says, Al, when you come up, he says, we're going to stash you somewhere so they won't know you're even here.
I ain't got no plans to go back up there, do you?
I don't think so. The only reason I might, someday maybe, I probably don't. I probably won't because it's not worth it again. And Brian wants alcohol rehab, which is really good, so I don't think I will. I wanted to see those guys. I don't know if I ever will. It might not be worth it. I'll just do what I got to do down here, and you guys will see my successes, and we'll all have fun and enjoy what I did, and they'll just read about it. At least that way, when I'm gone, at least I know I accomplished what I wanted to. The good thing is I'm doing a lot better, but I can't believe I'm off oxygen, man. I can't. I'm so psyched I'm off oxygen. It's so good.
Your radio ain't cut up at all today.
I tend to think whatever's down there, I think they got Wi-Fi or something down there. I got to find a radio AM. And this weekend, I got to find an old AM radio, transistor one somewhere or something. I can walk around and try to find out what the heck's doing that.
You got someone living downstairs?
His wife and his wife, her son, my niece, you know, and they got Wi-Fi or something down there just tearing me up.
It's early in the morning.
I don't know. See, they might have one of those timers on the lights or something outside. You know, I don't know what's doing it. I gotta get someone to get, they won't be my SIM card for phone, so my computer, so I'm gonna have to get a hold of someone at the consumer center, send me another, send it to one of my friends' houses so I can grab my own SIM card and do it myself, that way I can get around them, which is pretty sad I have to do that.
I don't know that it's down there. I'm telling you, that one morning it was acting up, sounded like it was your radio.
I checked everything out. I said, let the transmitter cool down. I found it. It does it on receive. That's the funny part about it. and I let the transmitter cool off. I did it. I let it sit all night. When I did it again, everything was cold. I let the power supply cold, everything cold. The only thing I did, I grounded the power supply directly to the transmitter this time. So if there was a power supply or a ground issue on this antenna, it's grounded properly now.
Well, I haven't heard it in good grief since that day.
Yeah, I a couple times, but the funny thing is, the weird part is, I heard it's weird. It gets the receipt. Now, if I go to the weather channel where I have the interference in here, it's so bad it almost wipes out the weather channel, and that's pretty loud. That's 50/9. But right now, you are rock solid.
Yeah, I'm almost worth. I got a straight shot in the repeater from down here.
Oh yeah, you're 100% Q5 all the way. I got my squats all the way up, and you're nailing it. So you must be almost there, Cap, on that for ID.
Say that again.
Yeah, you're probably almost there, actually.
Yeah, I'm two traffic lights from being there.
Yeah, so you're doing, the signal's doing pretty good. I can't wait to get my antenna. I want to get an HS so bad.
You need to get Daniel to help you do that.
I just got to figure, I wonder if I can make some kind of weird vertical. I almost have to go downstairs and stick one in the ground right by the building. I'm just worried about someone getting zapped.
KN4, UDG, mobile.
Station, go ahead.
How are you doing this morning? The radio still sound good on my end. Now you're in Fountain Inn. I'm leaving out of Fountain Inn, headed toward Greenville. Down through the country here. You sound good on this end.
You're knocking every repeater solid, let me tell you.
Solid. There ain't no popping, cracking, or
nothing.
Everything sounds good on my end.
You're sounding good here. So you're going to Greenville?
Yeah, I'm headed out here to the office to get loaded up here and head to, I think it's Ennery, where we headed to this morning. Had to get a little earlier start this morning, so we got a orientation thing we gotta go through to get into this place where we're going.
Yeah, one time years ago, my older brother was doing some electronic work over the nuclear power plant. What a pain that was getting in there.
Yeah, I get stuck with a lot of these chemical plants and different places we go to. A lot of the other guys don't like them. It all pays the same.
Still in there? I forgot your call. You should remember his call. I'll talk to him every morning. I just can't remember his call sign.
Roger. Yeah, I hear him say he was almost at work. Voice sounded familiar. I just can't remember the call sign. He's been home about 4 or 5 days. I really haven't been, talking a lot. Sitting back trying to deal with getting my wife's appointments and everything set up. So we got all that stuff done. She went and got her pacemaker put in Monday and came home yesterday. And so she's good to go, I reckon. So hopefully after about a week, I should be back in the groove again, hopefully.
Just remember, watch out with microwaves and that kind of stuff and radio transmitters and things like that.
Yeah, Roger. Actually, I checked into all that stuff before she ever got the pacemaker, because we was thinking I'd go out and do remote, and I talked to the doctor about it, and he says she should be all right. He says really about the only thing she can't be around is like a metal detector and a like a welding machine. She can't be nowhere close to a welding machine because it puts off a really high current. He said, you know, HF and 2 meters and all that stuff, it shouldn't be enough power to hurt her. I was talking on the HF last night a little bit, and talking on the 2 meter, checked in the net last night, and other than that, you know, I done a few tests, and she said it didn't bother her none, so that's a good thing.
If you're going to be around high power stuff, like if you're going to run, you know, some high power, like 1,000 watts or something like that, you might want to get a little RF shield, around it. But I think, you know, as long as, I know sometimes it had problems with certain things, certain pacemakers is an issue, but I think for the most part, as long as she doesn't have direct contact with the RF, I don't see a problem with it. But you just got to watch out, you know, certain things. You know, like if you get something arcing over or something like that, you might want to be careful. But other than that, I don't think it's going to be. I know a lot of people been around RF. They just tell you not to do it. But I think if she doesn't have a problem, she'll know if she does.
Yeah, Roger. Because she's relied on that pacemaker the rest of her life now. So, you know, it's. She was around the microwave this morning. She was running the microwave this morning. So, I mean, it didn't really. I don't think it had an effect or anything, because he said the pacemakers has came a long way today compared to what they used to be. I know everybody told me they used to send that little box home with you to monitor everything, and well, hers don't have the box. It has a app for the telephone that goes through the cell phone, and they monitor it like that. They said they're not as big as they used to be, the pacemakers, you know, they're pretty small now. I mean, this one right here probably, I don't know, I'd say it's less than 2 inches round, and about, I don't know, maybe an inch thick from what I can see, and what he told me. He said some of the pacemakers back in the day used to be pretty good size when they put them in, but now they're a little smaller and they're Bluetooth now.
The big thing you got to worry, it's not so much the pacemaker, it's the leads. After the pop, oops, I slipped on a key. I have my finger slipped on the key a little bit. But as long as the leads is the only issue with it. Other than that, I mean, obviously, if you're messing with an 800 watt transmitter and you got RF all over the place, I would suggest that you fixed it. But other than that, I mean, I got RF burns a couple times. I got zapped a couple times, and it's good to avoid it anyway.
Yeah, Roger. Well, she don't ever come around my radio too much. The only thing I'm really worried about is the one in the mobile. You know, when I have it in the mobile, you know, that's. I mean, I had it on yesterday listening, but other than that, I mean, I didn't really key it up or anything. So, I mean, it ain't, but I think it's 40 or 50 watts. So I don't think it'd be any problem. If it is, I just have to do something different.
What you could do too, you can make a little RF shield. They sell RF shields, and you could put an RF shield around where the pacemaker is to avoid the problem altogether. Just slide it there so RF can't get near it. So, yeah, you can do that too, which is an easy thing to do. You know, so you can get someone wear something with RF shield around that area, and that way, you know darn well you're never going to have a problem.
Well, I'm thinking it's already got that in it. That's what I'm thinking from the way he told me. It's already, you know, it's already got some type of shielding in it. You know, the protective layer around it. And, but other than that, I mean, you know, at least I don't have to go remote now. You know, we was thinking about having to go remote. And, but I think everything everything is going to be good. I told him, you know, I was going to put that tire up, all that good stuff. And he asked me how tire it was, and I told him, and he said, well, you should be fine at 130 feet away. You know, that's 130 feet high, you know. He said, you know, just long as she's not, you know, around the actual antennas, you know. Well, everything I got is about
40 feet off the ground, so she should be good to go, I hope. Yeah, for you, yeah, no, if you got antennas on tower and it's turned tower up, you're good. You can run a kilowatt, no problem.6 doctors, they gave me 13 hours to live. That's how bad I was. And good guys at Spartanburg Regional, good bunch of cardiologists, and we got together and changed some medicines. And good Lord willing, they did some things and some soft foods and stuff like that. Not off of heart shit. I got COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis, and CHF along with it. And I've been starting to walk around again. And I'm moving around, starting to do things again.
Miracles work. And good Lord has the last choice over everything.
Well, you know what? The way I look at it, I still got something he wants me to do on this earth. I know what it is, and I thought about not doing it. Every time I do something wrong and he suggests I don't do, I usually end up paying for it. So I learned to just do what he has to do and be done with it.
That's the easiest way to do it, man. That's the easiest way to do it. You know, and, yeah, he has a purpose for everybody on earth. You know, that's the thing. You know, everybody, I don't know, it's been probably a year or so back, you know, there for about 5 or 6 years, man, I kept feeling like I was having a heart attack, felt like I was dying, you know, and arms start hurting, face, you know, start going numb, start sweating, you know, and they never could find it, you know. Just one day we was at church and, you know, got prayed for and everything else, and here I am today. I mean, I can tell it still goes on, but not like it used to. I mean, I can actually move around, you know, and do a lot better than I was doing.
The big problem is, boy, I tell you, when you've been inactive like I was for like a year like that, when you go back to where my body is hurting so bad, when I do a half a day's work, I am beat.
Roger. That's the way I was, man. I mean, I'd come into work, feel good that morning, and then by the afternoon, man, I was so tired. I mean, I just felt like I couldn't go no farther.
Well, what scares me is that in machine business, I don't want to make mistakes. So now I'm learning to do a little bit and stop.
Yeah, you gotta kind of slow down, man. You gotta slow down and get in the phases, you know, and all that fast-paced work that, you know, we've all been used to over the years, you know, you just gotta slow down and really get into the slow-paced work and everything, you know, and that plays a toll on your body too, so.
Well, like last week, I had to get my library card. I got to get some stuff downloaded. I had to cross. It's hard for me to walk 1,000 feet now. It's still hard because I'm still out of shape. I got to go slow. But anyway, I was with someone side. I had to cross Butler Road out there, right by where the Malden Pub is out there. Butler Road, right by the library there. I had to cross it, that walk right there. That's a wide highway, and that's a hard thing to cross. So I did it with someone side with my white cane. Boy, that was a long street to cross straight up after walking a couple hundred feet from the library. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, Roger, that's a wide street right there, because that's four lanes, plus that median right there.
The problem is a lot of those highways, there's not a walk light there, so usually a lot of the highways, what they do is they put a median in the middle where you know where the island is in the middle, but they didn't do that. So you got to listen to the traffic, you just hope you don't screw it up.
Yeah, Roger, well, I was the same way the other day where I was walking across the road out next to the hospital, man. They ain't what you got it, where you can push the button or anything to get the signal across the road. And it's four lanes of traffic right there, and boy, they'll run you over. Me and my little one, well, I say little one, he's big as I am, but he's 13, and me and him was crossing the road over there, and boy, they was turning out that side street, coming down through there like he was in the Indianapolis 500. I told him, I said, man, you gotta watch us. They'll run you over here.
We know what I had happened one time in Connecticut one time. I got here this one. Some dummy put a walk light buzzer on the walk light. I said, don't do that. I said, because if some darn fool runs a walk light, guess what? Now you're in a spot you can't hear the traffic. So some darn fool ran the walk light. I almost got hit, and I get to the other side of the street, and a cop says to me, see that? I almost got hit out there. He goes, yeah, someone ran the walk light. He goes, hey, what did you say to me? Did you get the lights up? I said, well, yeah, I got my white cane. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Roger. There's a lot of places like that, man. There's a lot of them out there. That's how a lot of people get hit in different places. But, well, I'm getting a call here right quick. I'm going to step off right quick. Osprey 73Z, and I just pulled up here at the shop, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear for a moment.
Yeah, 473, schedule air on. D7J, you still in there? Yes, KF4,